Do you want to grow in grace? Then you must love God.
Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing today with my talks on growing in grace. We've looked at four things which are necessary if we want to truly grow in grace. First, we must seek God's glory, not our own. Second, we must feed on His Word. Third, aim at holiness. And fourth, we must be willing to serve. Serve in the humble, perhaps unseen, unthanked, unappreciated place. And now, number five, we must learn to love. There would have been no creation without love. The creation is the visible expression of the love of God. Every star, every stick, every stone, the moon, the sun, the animals, proceeded forth from the uncreated love. It was the product of God's love, the flowing forth in visible and tangible form what He is. You may have heard my stories about our visit to Kenya, and I told how my husband and I were able to see at close range, from a position of safety, wild animals. I felt as though I was looking at an elephant eyeball to eyeball, literally only about 10 feet away from me, but I was behind a stone wall that had a little slit in it. And the more I pondered that magnificent, peaceful creature, the more I marveled at the magnificent love of God that brought such a creature into being. The design of that trunk, the power of those tusks, the size of those ears, the ponderous, majestic speed with which he moved, slow motion, quietness, absolute silence, except for the little baby elephant who, to my great delight, let forth a great trumpeting sound at one point. But it's the love of God that thought up that animal, the love of God that brought it forth in visible, tangible form. He gave to his own son Jesus the power to create all worlds. Where did I get that? From the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 3. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Nothing was made that has been made. Creativity? Well, when we talk about ourselves being creative, what a pitiful imitation of the creativity of God. I really don't like to use the word creativity about anyone except God, because none of us brings forth something out of nothing. When I write a book, when an artist paints a picture, when a poet writes a poem, is that creativity? The potter who makes a vase or a pot, he's not making something out of nothing. He's taking what God has given and giving it a form. The closest that you and I will ever come to real creativity is by obedience. The closest we'll ever come to creativity is by obedience. By doing the thing God tells us to do, doing the thing God wants us to do, by bringing our wills into harmony with His will, that is as close as we come to creativity. No poem, no sculpture, no book, no piece of pottery will ever come close in importance to a willed and humble obedience to the will of God. When I try to help people write, which I'm occasionally asked to do, give a few hints on writing, one of the things that I usually try to tell them is what E.B. White says in his magnificent little book called The Elements of Style. It's not his book, actually. He writes the foreword and the afterword of a book written by Strunk, his old writing professor at university. And one of the things that he says there is that to aim at style produces bad writing. I think the same thing would be true as a Christian principle. To aim at style in being a Christian will produce a very feeble kind of Christianity. To aim at self-expression in writing is like a dog chasing its tail. Lots of energy expended, and it goes nowhere and lays hold of nothing. Do you say, but I gotta be me? No, as a Christian, I gotta live the life of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. His image is the image that I aim for. His fragrance is the fragrance I bear. His love is the love that I want poured through my life. His life lived in me and through me. His nature, his holiness, his joy. Well, but doesn't that mean I'm going to lose my individuality? No, it doesn't mean that. It was God who gave us our individuality. It was God who conceived us in his own divine mind before the foundation of the world. And no two of us are alike. Our individuality will be perfected and completed as we let Jesus Christ live his life in us, as we grow in grace. We love because he first loved us. And love always gives itself. Love always gives itself up. Love is willing to die. Love says, not I, but Christ. The most creative act of the will is obedience. And that will is God's supreme gift to us human beings, the highest faculty. First, we must will to let go of ourselves, abjure the self, abnegate, words that mean deny. And there's one of those wonderful paradoxes. Jesus said, if you give up your right to yourself, if you lose yourself, you will find your true self. And then, and this is the lifetime process of growing in grace, we learn to will the will of the Father. Jesus' response to his Father's love was self-giving love. John 14:30-31, two of my favorite verses. Jesus is speaking with his disciples just before he's going to leave them to go to the cross, and he says, I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and will do exactly what my Father has commanded me. He was going to the cross, remember. And yet he says, even though the prince of this world is coming, he has no hold on me, or another translation puts it, he has no rights over me. But why does he go? The world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Can you and I do better than that? What is it we aim at? Self-expression? Self-fulfillment? Creativity? I gotta be me? Gotta do my own thing? To do what we ought to do as children of God, to be obedient, is a far higher thing than any of those which the world so admires. No poem, not the most beautiful painting in the world, not the grandest sculpture or symphony, comes close. Do you want to grow in grace? Then you must love God. Love God. Love God. Well, it's a word that I repeat many, many times. 1 Corinthians 8 says, "Now about food sacrificed to idols. We know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds. The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know, but the man who loves God is known by God." And the last thing, which follows quite naturally and necessarily, if we're going to grow in grace, we must accept the disciplines that the love of God administers. Today, there have been, or there will be, disciplines which the love of God administers to you, something which very likely will cut across your nature, something about which you don't feel comfortable, something you would not have chosen. Do you want to grow in grace? Accept it. Open your hands. Say, "Lord, I don't understand it." And you might as well be honest with the Lord and say, "I don't really like this, but I'll take it. And please teach me, Lord. Teach me what you want me to learn." Our reactions to that thing will reveal the quality of our love for God and the completeness of our self-offering. The word of every Christian to his Lord should be, "Anything, Lord, anything at all." I think of that old hymn, "So wash me now without within, or purge with fire if that must be. No matter how, if only sin die out in me."
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.